now. Excuse me. Don't mean to be rude, just, I know we were gonna give gifts, a few days before, but you know, things change, and, I'm here now, and let's just sit. I'm sat, I'm down, I'm okay. Okay, I don't actually have your present, I have mine, but it kind of involves you, so I had to bring it here, and, it's not wrapped, and, there's no bow or tag. It's just me, and my sweatiness, and my what? Look. Here. It's a stick. It's a stick with pee on it. And it says I'm pregnant. Yeah. I am. I think I need to lay down. No, that didn't help either. Could you just do me a favor and, tell me if it really says I'm, you know, the big P, the Prego, the of the Duffy, Bunny, Evan, the baby thing? I would buy another test, but that is actually my 17th. You know, it's lucky number 17, and everybody knows you have to do at least 13. I mean, come on. That's just... Either there are 17 defective pregnancy tests, or I have actually so Gary, for all the tests, I'll be right back. officially pregnant. Oh, you're just... Oh, you're wonderful, Marvis. Science-defying jizz. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, sorry. I think it's the happiness and the hormones and you and your amazing sperm. I don't know. Laughing, crying, what does it matter? What the hell? Hang at you for Christmas now. There is no equivalent. You overcame. Polycystic ovaries. A tiny, slim, microscopic chance. I don't know how. But you did it. And I am so, so grateful. And nothing I can give you will ever match up, but I promise you, I will get you whatever you want. So just name, say, speak, tell me, okay? Anything you want, anything at all, you can have. No, 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 I'm just very aware that I have burst in here with hormones and happiness and baby fever, and you might be getting caught up in that, and that's totally understandable and okay, but let's just take a deep breath. And remember that we are friends, and it's totally okay if we just make a baby together, and that's the top, bottom, and all of it, okay? There's no pressure to love me, be with me, have my baby with me, and... No, I just am very aware that I am caught up in the baby fever, and... It would be so wonderful and convenient if the father of my child also loved me like that and wanted to be with me like that. And it's like, that's probably too much to ask for, so let's just be happy that I got knocked up in the first place. And no? Okay. But really, I am very grateful for the sperm that has made the baby and you do not owe me anything at all. We still have the contract, and I am more than happy to ask nothing of you but friendship and support. Not financial support, just, you know, you gave me a baby. That's kind of a lot, so don't feel you have to be my boyfriend, husband, whatever. Maybe it's me that needs to take a breath. Ooh, this is a lot like what I imagine labor to be. In this moment of joy and happiness and, Christmas miracle, you want this. But I'm also very aware that now is not forever, and things change, and reality sets in, and baby spew, and money, and stress, and sleep deprivation is really jarring compared to this moment of pure joy and just... Look... I love you. I've made no bones about that throughout this entire process. I love you. Probably the way I want to love the father of my child, okay? But this is all very intense and exciting right now. But it's gonna get really, really, really real and really scary and really friggin' hard because babies. Having them, raising them, being with them is friggin' hard. And you haven't always wanted that. And I don't want to be the reason you get swept away. It's like, you made me do this, and I don't want to be... I don't want that. I want someone who wants me and this baby of their own free will. No coercion, no forcing, just wants that. And it's okay if you don't. It's so... It would be okay. I'm more than prepared to be the cool, sexy, mysterious single mom. The yummy mommy. I've even, like, been practicing. Just a mom and a dad. They had a baby the natural way. We are gonna be so boring. You got us pregnant. Well, maybe I helped a little. Even with the polycystic ovaries. I get you and a baby. All I got you was a t-shirt. And some socks. They're nice ones. You promise. Promise me this is not baby fever or romance. Christmas, please. Please, 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 please. You can't help. Worry. That's my job as mommy. You worry about everything and then we die. Is that not the point of being a parent? Make your present more exciting. You didn't think baby making sex was the best I had. You want to try pregnant sex? Way in the first place.